Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. We're here with you till 10 a.m. filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this Labor Day Monday. Mego, before the break, I brought up a Netflix documentary that I was curious if you had seen.
Okay.
Called The Unknown Number. Have you seen this?
I got to be honest. I click on a lot of things on Netflix and don't even remember the names of the titles. So it's very possible that I have. I did watch some of the Katrina docuseries.
Okay.
Hell or High Water.
Yep.
That was a really tough watch.
Yeah.
Like, make sure that you're invested in revisiting some really sad stuff. But what is this unknown number?
So it's called The Unknown Number, The High School Catfish.
I watched this, but I was like half watching it. And then when it revealed what it was, I was like, what am I watching? How much lead paint is in this community?
I could not believe it. And when it happened, there was still like 30 or 35 minutes left in the documentary. So I expected there to be yet another twist. Like, it was one person, and I thought it was going to be, it's actually this other person.
So it's basically this couple of kids. They're like 14 years old.
Correct.
And they're being terrorized by somebody who keeps texting them horrible things.
Disgusting. That ends with like them eventually boils up to the point where they're telling the one girl to like go commit suicide.
It's disgusting.
It is horrendous.
And it's this tiny town in Michigan.
Yep.
And what they do that's interesting is they keep bringing in all these. This was a couple years ago, so I'm assuming that all the kids that they interviewed are 18 now.
Yeah.
And they keep introducing somebody else. Could it be this person from the basketball team who's terrorizing them?
Correct.
And then,
could it be her friend? Could it be this person's
cousin?
Because
it's someone using a random number generator to reach out and send spam from all these different numbers, these terrible text messages to these two kids. And the police get involved. Eventually, the FBI get involved. And they boil down to who it is. And who it is just, it almost just like makes no sense.
It makes zero. The final 30 minutes of this documentary, I kept like yelling at the television. It was one of those things where I'm like, you're lying to me. I don't believe
you. It was a very low end Netflix doc.
But it
like,
was,
there's different levels of this.
Sure.
It reminded me of like the Tinder Swindler. Did you ever watch that one?
Yeah.
Very similar kind of thing where it's like, man, technology's really breaking our brains and our abilities to have normal relationships with other people. It was that kind of thing.
Well, there were also so many solutions to this that nobody ever explored.
Oh my God. They kept being like, the police kept telling these parents, have you thought about
taking the phone and giving them a new
the
one?
Kid's phone and getting a new number?
And seeing if the text messages
and
still continue?
The parents are like, well, why should I have to do that?
Well, but like, but it's very easy. So it was really easy to suss people out, because if you get them a brand new phone with a brand new number, the only numbers they should have in that phone are their parents' phone numbers. That's it. Or like emergency contacts. And they should give their phone number out to no one.
But that's unrealistic for a 15-year-old at that point.
I understand, but like, that's how you should, at least as a parent, attempt to resolve the situation. Start there and continue to work. And then if the texts keep coming in on the old phone, it's like, all right, we can continue to use these to try and figure out who it is. If somehow they get access to the new phone, it's like, okay, there's only a limited amount of people who even know the number. This will be much easier to figure out. Or if there's someone overly interested about finding the new number, they immediately give themselves away, right?
Yeah, there were like, not a lot of Mensa candidates in this documentary.
No, there were not.
Going from the principal, I think it was, who was saying he just started using surveillance tape to try to see who was on their phone at different times.
He's like, yeah, she would text me when she got one of these nasty texts, and I would look at the surveillance cameras to see who's texting. And every person has their phone out. I'm like, what are you doing, you idiot?
Teenagers in 2022. Like, obviously, everybody's on their phones.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it, I highly recommend it. Go watch Unknown Number, The High School Catfish on Netflix. Quick, easy doc. I think it's like an hour and a half. Quick, easy watch. It is a good time.
It's total brain rot.
Yeah, 100% total brain rot. Let's take a couple calls here. Let's go to Johnny on the Cape. Go ahead, Johnny.
Good morning. Happy Labor Day.
Same to you.
Here's a douche move. Here's an airport douche move. So you're going in, and you're going to go grab a beer at a bar, and you get to the bar, and the place is crowded, and there's mostly women sitting there, and there's a pocketbook on the seat next to her.
Ah.
Taking the seat. And you go up and you say, excuse me, is this seat taken? And you get that look of death. And damn, to me, that's a douche move. Airport douche move.
Okay, Johnny, thanks for the call. I think anytime anybody at a crowded place puts any of their belongings on another seat, especially when there's generally like hooks right underneath the bar, or you can like, I don't know, just put it down at your feet, is totally a douche move.
Yeah. I mean, that's just I want this personal space, don't come near me move,
yep.
Which some people feel like if you're a woman traveling alone, maybe you feel like you want to treat yourself to a glass of wine and you need that space. But if somebody comes up and it's a crowded place and they're saying, can I please sit here? Yeah. You don't need to give them a death stare.
Well, also, too, a lot of times, at least in Logan, I feel like if you're going to get a drink somewhere, there's also like a few tables. Like if you want the personal space, just sit at a table by yourself. And then you have all the personal space you could want. There's nobody sitting next to you. And you can still have your glass of wine and relax or whatever.
What it comes down to is airports, air travel, all of it is
brings
so
out the worst in us.
Stressful. Can I bring up something that I have observed and I want to ask if
please.
Has happened to you?
Yeah.
Because it happened to me. Have you ever had your flight get delayed and then it gets sped back up again?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. I've been like yo-yoed a couple
that's
times.
Happening now.
So do you mean like one time I got an email, hey, your flight's delayed an hour and a half, and then immediately following, maybe within 5 minutes, got another email, hey, we're actually only 15 minutes delayed.
No. This is what happened to me.
Okay.
So I was so confused and I felt so stupid in the moment and just so aggravated. So I had a layover in LaGuardia. And my layover, the second flight, was delayed by, I don't know, 90 minutes. And so I'm sitting there next to the gate at one point, and it has, you know, the new time up on the gate. At one point, I get up and I start walking just to make a phone call. I'm gone maybe, I don't know, 15 minutes at most. I'm in the same terminal, so I can, and I don't have headphones in, so I can hear if there's any announcements. No announcements. I'm looking at the boards as I'm walking by. Nothing on the board has changed. It still says delayed to 302 or whatever it was. I come back to the gate. There's a different city up on the sign. And I'm like, did the gate change for the flight to Boston? The guy says, no, that flight's closed. I said, what do you mean it's closed? It was delayed for 90 minutes. I just gone 15 minutes. He said, oh, it changed again. I said, I didn't get any texts. There's nothing on the boards. He said, we made an announcement. I said, there's no way you made an announcement. I was right there at the other side of the, like, not even at the other end of the terminal. And there were like five other people who then I watched walk up to the gate and said, what do you mean the flight's gone? And he's like, the flight's gone. And we're all like, how did this happen? And I called one of my friends because she had the same exact thing with the same exact airline.
Really?
Happen at another airport. I think it was at Reagan in D.C., National Airport. The same exact thing happened where it was like, you think you have an hour and a half of delay? But no, all of a sudden it was, plane's gone.
I don't think they can do, like, that seems
That's
like illegal.
That's what I said. I was like, this can't be possible. So then I had to go get on, I had to spend 9 hours in LaGuardia because they didn't have another flight to Boston for 8 more hours.
Did you get your money back?
No, they just put me on another flight.
Oh, and so was that next flight at least like you didn't have to pay for that flight? Or?
No, I didn't have to.
Okay, so that's good at least. But like but even still, it's just a massive inconvenience.
Oh my God, I spent so long in LaGuardia just sitting there watching stupid movies. Thank God I had my iPad on there.
And an outlet to plug into.
Then when we were all sitting at the gate to get on this next flight, of course, there are a bunch of people who were on the flight that was supposed to leave at 3 or whatever it was.
How did they board everyone in 15
minutes
either?
That's what we were talking about. And so there was one woman who had a conspiracy theory that the flight never happened.
That it was only like the 8 of you on that flight and they straight up canceled it.
That she was like, I bet that they didn't fill the flight and they canceled it. And I was like, oh, I hate to burst your bubble, but I'm looking on Flight Tracker and it says the flight did take off. And she looks at me deadpan and goes, they would report that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she's not wrong. She's not wrong.
I felt like the biggest idiot. Do you know how stupid you had to feel to walk like, oh,
I would have lost my mind.
30 feet. I mean, I started crying,
You and I react very differently.
The plane was still. This is the worst part to me. The plane was still outside the windows, like they had just closed the door. And I said, "Can I please still? Can I get on the plane?" The guy picks up. I'm crying at this point. I said, "Please." He picks up the phone, talks to somebody, hangs it up, and says, "No."
So I have a very short fuse when flying. I just like I think I paid all this money to fly. Like I should just put me on the plane and get me there. I would have lost it. I would have gotten $1,000.
Shyam has an itchy Twitter finger when it comes to this kind of stuff.
Oh yes, I do.
That's the worst.
I have an
itchy. You should never complain about airlines on social media. It doesn't do anything but make you look like a complainer.
Unless
you should
it's their
go
fault.
On air and complain about the situation.
Oh, I would do that
on
too.
A morning show.
I do both of those things. I would do both of those and raise hell, especially if I can go on the app and talk to a bot. I will unleash hell upon this bot to the likes of which they've never seen until I get like my next 3 flights free.
Quickly going back to the unknown number because people are getting very frustrated with this conversation. One thing I cannot understand about the Netflix doc Unknown Number. When they broke up and the boy started dating another girl from an hour and a half away, how did the catfish get the new number? I thought that was a big question, too, that needed answering.
It was, well, so you'll notice the catfish didn't text the new girlfriend. They texted the girlfriend's mother. So my theory was the catfish found out the name of the new girlfriend and just like yellow or white pages. Her mom, and that's how she got the mom's number and texted the mom from the random number instead of texting the daughter because the daughter probably wasn't listed, whereas the provider of the plan is listed and it's an easily accessible number.
I want to say because they do have, they have like police footage when they reveal who the catfish is.
Was unbelievable.
And somebody connected to the catfish behaved in the most rational
with so much grace
reasonable
I could not agree more.
Grace is the right way to say it. When they found out who it was, I was looking at this person going, this is a saint,
because there was so much more to it than just being the catfish. There were so many other things going on that you were unaware of, and so when the person close to the catfish finds out,
It's on police footage, like body cam footage. So you see the police saying, this is who the catfish is, and somebody close to the catfish is in the room. And the way that they behave, you're like,
I couldn't believe it.
How are you keeping your head
this way? I was so cynical that I was like, I saw that there were 30 minutes
left.
I'm like, they have to be the actual catfish. And so I was convinced that that's what the twist would be, and they weren't. Like, it was one of the more remarkable
You're
things I've ever seen in my life.
You're talking me back into this.
It was
doc.
Yeah, it was good.
So I was like, this doc was like six
it's
out of ten.
It's super low rent. Like, it's not high budget. But it was really good.
It's a lot of the people. Story was it's great. A lot of people sitting in their bedrooms talking.
Yeah, but like, yeah, you're right. It was a lot of interviews, like the personal interviews. But it was, I thought it was really, really.
And
good.
There is a lot of like, oh, this girl in high school doesn't like me, and this girl has a Halloween party every year. And there was a big part of me that goes, who cares about any of this? But two-thirds of the way through, you do perk up and go, wait, what?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It was very Shyamalanian, is what I would say. 617-779-7937. Mego and Chime here filling in for the Greg Hill Show. Mego, I think it's about time. Let's get into our 2025
Sports.
NFL predictions,
Sports.
Full seasons, division winners, playoff teams, Super Bowl picks, the whole deal coming up next here. But right now, let's get you caught up with what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Here's what's trending now on WEEI, WEEI.com. The Sox take the final game against the Pirates 5-2. Lucas Giolito went six innings, allowing one run, striking out six. Jarren Duran had an inside-the-park home run in the game. And Alex Cora talked about how Duran's inside-the-park home run changed the energy of the game, as featured on last night's Nissan Red Sox postgame show.
The energy in the stadium changed. You could see them, you know, hear them after that, and I think it gave us energy. Rax used to say it's hard to get energy when you're not hitting. You know, it's not that we're flat or whatever. You know, in this game, the energy comes from the offense, and throughout the series, they did an outstanding job against us.
Don't let summer slip away. Hurry into the Nissan end of summer sales event to get your new ride. Visit your local store or NissanUSA.com today. The Sox welcome in the Guardians to Fenway Park this afternoon. First pitch, 1:35. We've got Brian Bayo on the mound opposite Parker Messick, Lenny DiNardo, and Cooper Boardman on the call on the Shaw's and Star Market. WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Kick things off with Joe Weil at 12:35 for the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show. College football got underway this weekend. On Saturday, we saw number 3 Ohio State beat number 1 Texas 14-7. Number 9 LSU beat Clemson 17-10. And yesterday, number 10 Miami beat number 6 Notre Dame 27-24. I know Mego was upset about that one. Tonight we get the first
womp
game.
Womp.
Tonight we get the first game for Bill Belichick as the head coach of the UNC Tar Heels as they welcome in TCU to North Carolina. Kickoff is at 8 p.m. You can hear all of that action right here on WEEI. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Cow.com. Mego and Chime here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, filling in for the Greg Hill Show today. We're taking you up until 10 a.m. We are going to get to our NFL year predictions. But first, let's open up the window world of Boston WEEI weather window real quick. I'm going to take a peek outside. It's currently 62 degrees and cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today, only 73. Going to be cloudy all day, but not a terrible day for your Labor Day Monday.
That's brought to you football weather.
It sure is, Mego. That weather report brought to you by Window World of Boston. You can get a house full of windows for as low as $99 a month. But, Mego, I believe it's time we finally get to our NFL season-long predictions. I will begin with you. Let's start with the AFC. Give me your AFC division winners.
I'll start with the AFC West.
Okay.
I'll go West and I'll work East because everybody's most interested in the East, right?
Perfect, yes.
AFC West, pretty easy. Chiefs. AFC South, Texans. AFC North, Ravens. AFC East, Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, so
I'm sorry to say.
It's very chalk, but I have the exact same four teams.
I was making this, I was going like trying to look for somebody who could realistically upset because it's such carryover from last year and I find that so boring. But really, like if you're looking within these divisions, who are you picking against the Chiefs?
You would have to think there's a lot of people that are very high on the Broncos. I'm not quite as high as them.
I thought about it.
Same.
You can't, when it comes down to Bo Nix versus Patrick Mahomes, I would like to see the beginning of the downfall of the Chiefs because I'm sick of them like everybody else, but it's not going to be at the hands of Bo Nix.
No, and I looked at it. So I am a psycho, and there's a website called Playoff Predictors, and you literally go through and pick every single game in the NFL.
Okay.
And so how it broke out for me, the West was tight, but I just feel like the Chiefs, they're going to start slow and then make a strong push in the second half of the season when guys like Rashee Rice come back from his suspension. And so I just don't think that the Chargers and Broncos can keep up. I have the Chiefs finishing with 13 wins, while the Chargers and Broncos each only finish with 11.
Okay, so South, we both went with the Texans. We think this is going to be C.J. Stroud resurgence?
Yes, definitely. I just think even in a down year for C.J. Stroud last year, he still won a playoff game. I think the Texans might have a top three defense football, and I think Stroud will be back to being the rookie CJ Stroud we saw. And on top of that, that division stinks. I think the second place team might be the Tennessee Titans. That's how bad the division is.
AFC North is probably the most fascinating division in the AFC to me, as it often is.
Yeah, definitely.
Just so much talent there. We continue to wait for the return of Joe Burrow and the Bengals to the Super Bowl, or at least close to the Super Bowl. He was so fantastic last year. They have made some major decisions on their roster over just the last week. So as much as I love Joe Burrow and the Bengals, I still got to ride with the Ravens.
Yeah.
Come on. Lamar Jackson, like, he's got to break through completely at some point.
Yeah, think what you want when it comes to the playoff time. But in the regular season, Lamar Jackson wins 75% of the games he plays. That will continue. I have the Ravens finishing 14-3. I think they are going to be the number one seed in the AFC because they are just going to They are so talented and so good, and Lamar Jackson is arguably the best regular season quarterback in football. But I do have the Bengals in the playoffs. I have the Bengals at 12-5. They are my 5 seed. I think they are a much better team this year than last year. They get a couple wins in close games, and it helps that their division is not good. The Browns are going to stink, and I don't believe in Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. Mike Tomlin's above 500 record is in jeopardy.
With the AFC East, I don't think that there's anybody there that can seriously challenge the Bills. And that includes the Patriots, of course. 100%. I'm sorry to say. Maybe next year, maybe the year after that, and hopefully the Bills will be on more of a downturn, and you guys, your trajectories will meet in the middle center point of the X as you're going up and they're going down. But it's too soon for that. Dolphins, can't take them seriously. Jets don't have a quarterback. This division is kind of soft. The Bills should run away with it again.
Totally agree. I have the Bills also at 14-3 here, 6-0 in the division, because I just think they own everybody in this division right now. They're at such a different level than everybody else, including the Patriots. I do have the Patriots finishing, though, 8-9. I ended up on 8 wins. I went through every single game in the playoff predictor. I ended up with 8. I was always bouncing back and forth between the 7 and 8. I did end up on 8 wins, 3-3 in the division for the Patriots.
All right, do you want to lead us through NFC division winners?
Yeah, let's go to the NFC. In the NFC, I'll do the same thing. NFC West, little bit of a shocker here. I'm going to take the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, my God. So did I.
No, you didn't. To win the NFC West, I have the 49ers. And then in the South, I took the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. In the North, I took the Green Bay Packers to win the NFC North. And in the East, I have taken the Philadelphia Eagles.
We have the same exact division winners.
This is not planned.
For both conferences.
Son of a.
And I thought that I thought I was getting edgy with the Niners, too.
Yeah.
Ooh, look at me. It's going to be a Niners resurgence. They're the classics, hampered by awful injuries last year. Still have some injuries going into this season, but will make their resurgence.
It's crazy. I was looking at this Niners team, and overall, I don't think the team's all that good. However, their schedule, talk about a cupcake schedule. Their first 5 weeks, Seahawks, Saints, Cardinals, Jaguars, Rams. Then they get the Bucks, Falcons, Texans, a little bit of a tough stretch. Then they get the Giants against the Rams. Shanahan just owns McVay. I don't know why. Then you get to finish the season. Ready for this? Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans, Colts, Bears. That could be 3 of the 5 worst teams in football there in the final 5 weeks of the season. I just think that they have such a cupcake schedule that they should finish about 13-4 is where I'm at with the 49ers. I do have the Rams, though, second in the division. I have them winning 12 games. It'll be close, but I think those 2 division wins for the 49ers over the Rams are going to be the difference.
With the NFC South, of course, I went with the Bucks, just like you.
Yep.
I really like that defense.
I do too.
I don't think they're going to be as strong as they were last year. But with Atlanta, like, I was thinking Falcons are the only real challenger that I'd see in that division. And we just don't know enough about Michael Penix. So it's hard to say Atlanta definitely over Tampa. I still go with Tampa Bay.
Yeah, I think it's all Tampa Bay. They have a top 2 offensive line in football, I would say. I don't think Baker quite throws for 40-plus touchdowns this year, but you might get a massive, massive year out of Bucky Irving with that offensive line in front of him. And you're right. I agree. I think the defense is really, really talented, and I don't think the Falcons can challenge them in that division. In the NFC North, it's going to be kind of a slog, but it's really just Packers-Lions. I think the Micah Parsons trade really kind of helps put the Packers over the top. I've been kind of debating on which one I wanted to go with to win the division for a while now, but I ended up going with the Packers probably just because of that Micah Parsons trade. Puts them over the edge. I had the Packers at 13-4 and the Lions at 12-5.
Packers kind of feel like they're in that football darling spot that the Lions were in the last 2 years.
Yep.
Where everybody's looking and saying, like, it's their time now. The window
is
open now. Jordan Love, they brought him along. It took a little while, but they're ready to strike now and could make the Super Bowl this year. To me, that feels like a little strong, but I think that they win this division.
Yeah, I think Matthew Golden could be this year's Brian Thomas Jr. and really kind of explode on the scene as a rookie wide receiver. And then in the NFC East, Mego, I have the Eagles, the number 1 seed in the NFC, 15-2.
Dude, they're like like the number one seed in the NFL.
100%
they are.
There's
so much talent on that roster.
It's kind of nutty how good that team is. That's why I have them at 15-2. I think they are the best team in football. And then I have the Commanders 11-6. So a good record and a playoff berth for your Washington Commanders.
I think the Commanders might be more of a 10-win team, which is okay. Like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah,
I know
that's a playoff team.
Everybody wants them to come back down to earth after what Jaden did last year, because they are desperate not to have Jaden be the one that they missed out on by one draft position.
Yep.
But I still think that they are a playoff team.
Yeah, going through that division, I was actually kind of surprised how low I was on the Minnesota Vikings heading into this. I expected them to still be pretty good. I mean, they won, what, 13 games last year? They were a really good football team. But I had them dropping down to like 6 wins.
Really?
Yeah. I just... And it's more so
you're
the schedule.
You're a JJ hater.
No, it's not even that I think JJ will be all that bad. I just think that the schedule is really, really difficult. I mean, you're facing teams. You get the Falcons. All the division games are tough. Then you get teams like the Falcons, the Eagles, the Eagles, the Chargers, the Ravens. It's going to be a very tough road for the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay, Super Bowl prediction?
Do
you
want
to go right to it?
Yeah, let's do it.
You do yours first.
So my Super Bowl prediction here, I have the Buffalo Bills finally getting to the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles. However, the Eagles will not repeat. I will take the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl this year. Josh Allen finally gets it done. There are going to be continued questions about Lamar Jackson in the playoffs as he wins one game and then loses to Josh Allen again in the playoffs in the AFC Championship game. I think the Eagles walk through the playoffs in the NFC, but then lose in the Super Bowl.
I like that. I think that's really fun because it doesn't involve the Chiefs. Mine also doesn't involve the Chiefs. My pick is Ravens-Eagles.
Nice.
Bird Bowl.
The
Let's
Bird Bowl.
Go.
I love that.
I didn't go so far as to pick a winner. I guess I'll do that right now.
Yeah, do it.
It's
do it live.
It's too hard to repeat.
F it.
It's too
Let's
hard
do it
to
live.
Repeat. I'll say Ravens.
Love
I
it.
Think finally Lamar Jackson gets a Super Bowl.
I would love nothing more than to hear that.
Just, it's time. It's time, baby.
Yeah.
I feel like with the Bills, something is just hanging over that franchise. Unfortunately, their drought continues, and maybe the window just stays open. The window world, the Boston window, just stays open and open and open until the Patriots come along and shut it.
Yeah, who knows? Mega, who is your MVP of the 2025 NFL season?
Well, it goes right in line with what I was just talking about, Lamar Jackson.
Nice.
He could have been the MVP last year. He's been MVP before. I don't see any reason why he would slow down unless it was, God forbid, an injury. And you can't make these decisions based around whether somebody's going to get injured or not. So I go with Lamar Jackson.
So my MVP is actually going to be Jalen Hurts. I think the Philadelphia Eagles will be throwing the ball more. I think he's still going to have his crazy amount of tush-push touchdowns, maybe even more so because the Eagles are going to feel slighted by teams trying to ban the tush-push. So they're going to use it at an excessive amount. Jalen Hurts is going to get a ton of rushing touchdowns on top of having his best passing season in the NFL, which is why I will take Jalen Hurts to be my MVP. But I do want to say I believe that Derrick Henry will be the offensive player of the year because I think Derrick Henry will have over 20 rushing touchdowns this season, which is why I wouldn't have Lamar winning the MVP. I just think that in a season Lamar threw for 41 touchdowns, Derrick Henry had 16. I think that Lamar's number comes down and Derrick Henry's number comes up in his second year with the Baltimore Ravens.
Do you want to do first coach fired?
Yes, please. Fire away.
Mike McDaniel.
Ooh, okay. I have the exact same answer. When do you think Mike McDaniel will get fired? I know I have a specific time in which I believe McDaniel gets fired.
Let me look at the Dolphins schedule really quick.
So my time is I believe Mike McDaniel will be out as the Dolphins head coach week 5 after losing to Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers. They win week 1 against the Indianapolis Colts and then lose 4 straight. And it caps off with a loss to the Carolina Panthers in which Mike McDaniel is fired and a new regime takes over in Miami.
I think that it actually comes in week 8.
Ooh, okay.
I think this is week 8, October 26th against the Falcons. I think maybe they're like a 1 or 2 win team at that point. Maybe they're a 2 win team. Maybe they beat the Browns the week before. So
they beat
he buys
like the Colts and the Browns and
a
that's
little
it?
Time. And then Falcons, boom, done.
Michael Penix throws for like 350 yards and 3 touchdowns, and they're just like, all right, we quit.
I know we talked earlier in the summer about Zach Taylor possibly being the coach, but if we're sitting here going the Bengals are going to have a successful season and be back in the playoffs, I think he gets himself another year.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think the Bengals will be in the playoffs this year. The defense will be slightly better, and that offense will still be just really good. And so I think Zach Taylor, unfortunately, will probably keep his job. Mago, do you have any wild predictions in the,
this
in the
is
NFL?
Wild.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wildest prediction for the season.
Yep.
So if you believe that the script writers script out the NFL season, Aaron Rodgers quits football before Christmas.
That's so good. I love that for you.
Aaron, and not just quits, disappears. Just everybody's looking around.
Goes to Egypt.
Cut the music. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers cut the music. All of a sudden.
Or not.
Aaron Rodgers isn't showing up to practice. Aaron Rodgers isn't in the locker room. Everybody's starting ESPN block. Where's Aaron? Somebody says they've had a text message from Aaron Rodgers. He's okay, healthy, he's fine. It's just not at the facility. Where's Aaron Rodgers? We had 2 days of where's Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers is supposed to have his media appearance with the media. Doesn't show up. Uh-oh, Aaron Rodgers is breaking NFL rules now, and the team's upset. Mike Tomlin doesn't know what to say. He doesn't know what to say about Aaron Rodgers. He just wishes him well. All of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers pops up on Pat McAfee and says he quit football.
He's just like live from the pyramids.
That's how he rides out.
That would be tremendous. So I don't have as good of a wild prediction as you do, but I do have a wild prediction, and that prediction is that the New York Giants will finish with a better record than the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh.
And they will win.
You hate this Micah Parsons.
They will
trade
win
that
both
much.
Games against the Cowboys in the regular season, especially in week 18, the final game of the season. Jackson Dart will lead the New York Giants over the Dallas Cowboys, throwing for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and embarrassing that Cowboys. And Brian Skybox Shoddy Schottenheimer will be fired after one season with the Dallas Cowboys in a pathetic showing where they barely win 5 games.
See, I love this take because obviously as somebody who grew up in the D.C. area, I hate the Cowboys.
Yep.
I wish you would have gone further with the wildest take.
Okay.
That before the Jackson Dart is winning in week 18, that you have Jameis Winston carrying the team.
Oh, that's true.
Through like
I should have just gone
wins.
Like a whole Giants.
Like
thing.
He just like, has
like
a chunk
he beats
of
the
season.
Eagles in the middle of the season.
Yeah, like he just takes over this chunk of the season and then hands it over to Jackson Dart
that
and they finish with more wins than
man,
the Cowboys that way.
I kind of regret not doing that. Yeah, like so Jameis Winston comes in after in the Saints game. They light up the Saints. He then proceeds to light up the Philadelphia Eagles and then they lose 3 straight to Eagles, yes. Broncos, Eagles, and then Jackson Dart takes over against the 49ers. Finishes the season by lighting up the Cowboys.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah. All right.
We scripted it out for you.
Yeah,
okay.
We did. I was going to do that the 49ers were going to be in the NFC Championship game, but you had the 49ers winning
the
division too.
Yeah, I'm high on the 49ers as well.
Fun fact about the 49ers, for the last 22 years, they have either missed the playoffs or been in the NFC Championship game. Nothing in between, one or the other.
Wow. That's very much like the late aughts Red Sox. Where
yes.
They'd be like competing for the World Series or totally out of it, chicken and beer style.
100%. Yes, very similar. 617-779-7937. What do you want to, if you want to weigh in with your NFL season long predictions, feel free. More of Mego and Shime filling in for the Greg Hill Show coming up next year.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone free, side effect free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
On WEEI. Mego and Sean here filling in for the Greg Hill Show on this Labor Day Monday, taking you up until 10 a.m. today. We got Sox baseball today at 1:35. That's the first pitch time right here on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. The MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil will kick off at 12:35. And then tonight at 8, we have UNC taking on the TCU Horned Frogs in Chapel Hill at 8 o'clock, the kickoff right here on WEEI. But we've talked a lot of football today, Mego, and it seems as though there is a bit of an update in this whole Jabril Peppers release from the New England Patriots, is there?
Well, update might be a little strong, okay. But Jabril has tweeted for the second time this situation. He previously tweeted, I think it was like that evening or the next morning. I think it was later that evening.
That was the quote of the PFF thing, right?
After he was cut, he quote tweeted his PFF Pro Football Focus, like power rating. Grade, whatever, and did a little shush emoji. And then he deleted that. He just tweeted, this is from Jabril Peppers with the blue check mark, the real account.
Okay.
Going on 9 years in this league, I've had 7 head coaches and 6 defensive coordinators, LOL. There is no scheme you can place me in where I won't find a way to be effective. That seems like a pretty direct shot at reports or any conversation out there that the reason that Jabril Peppers was cut by the Patriots on Friday afternoon was because he wasn't, quote, a scheme fit with Mike Vrabel.
Yeah, I'm really curious what the Patriots' actual reasoning is behind this, because he's...
You don't think it's a scheme fit
thing? Because it doesn't make sense. If it's a scheme fit thing, why is Kyle Duggar on the team and not Jabril Peppers? Because Jabril Peppers is a better version of Kyle Duggar.
Because... Kyle Duggar is a $14 million dead cap hit.
Yeah, but that's just a bad contract that Elliott Wolf dialed up. Like, Jabril Peppers, you only owe him $4.5 million. Who cares? It's chump change. It's like pennies. You can just keep him on the roster.
The argument is what I'm saying. I think when somebody you would take such a big cap hit and they're paying him like $9 million this year. They're like, there might be a little bit more feeling in the building, whoever that comes from, of, hey, can we try to make it work for this guy somewhere? Like, we are paying him a lot of money.
I just look at it as like...
In terms of Kyle Duggar.
Sure. I just look at it as, so you really like Jaylen Hawkins all that much? Like a 6-year journeyman who's basically made zero impact on a team like in his NFL career more than Jabril Peppers. I feel like that to me is just, it's weird. It doesn't sit right with me. I don't understand it. You need all the talented players you can get on this roster, and yet you cut one that's clearly more talented than some of your other safeties.
I agree. It's super weird. The reporting on this has been over the last couple days that there isn't an off-field situation.
No, and I saw a texter bring that up earlier. Yeah, what you said, there's no reports of like any kind of off-field situation outside of what happened to him last year, which is kind of in the past.
Yeah, and I hope that's the case.
Yeah, same.
Of course. I hope it's just a scheme fit thing. Yeah, I think we all hope that's the case and that he can go and play somewhere else and continue.
And he seemed liked in that locker room, right?
I think so. I mean, I don't even think it's as much about the locker room as if he would mesh with the coaching and the vision there. And it seems from comments from Mike Vrabel this summer that they were high on Jabril Peppers in terms of who he was.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know. All the captains are gone except for Hunter Henry and Kyle Duggar were mid-season named captains after Juwan Bentley and Jabril Peppers were basically no longer on the field for one for injury, Jabril Peppers for his off-field legal situation. But you don't have any of those captains. Like, is there any credence to the idea of all the captains are gone, Jabril's not going to be a captain again this year, he's going to want to be a captain, we're only owe him $4.5 million, so we cut him for that reason? Because it's going to be, I don't want to say like he would be a problem in the locker room because he has not demonstrated himself to be that kind of guy. But is there any credence to that kind of thinking?
I guess there might be. To me, it screams a situation where you on Saturday you read the Keon White quotes to Karen Garigian to
I'm
me.
I'm just happy to have a job.
I'm just happy to have a job. And so I think Vrabel probably, it seems as though maybe Vrabel sat down with a few players from the previous regime, gave them the lay of the land, and was like, you're either with us or you're against us. And it seems as though
if you're with us, you're taking a smaller role.
And Keon White clearly was like, yeah, I just want to be on the team and play football. You can play me a corner. I don't really care. And
please
it seems
don't.
As though
once again, we are asking not to see Keon White at corner.
And it seems as though maybe Kyle Duggar had a similar reaction to Keon White as Keon White, and maybe Jabril Peppers didn't. And that's what Vrabel was like, yeah, we're just going to move on then. He was a former captain. We want to move on from the previous regime. He's not in line with what I want to do, so we're not going to have an old captain in the building kind of going against my word. And that's what it seems like, but I find it odd that it happened 2 or 3 days after the cutdown day.
Yeah, the timing of it, you're right.
Because you could have just done
strange.
It a cutdown day.
The timing
kept
of
Javon
it.
Javon Baker on the roster.
The timing of it is the strangest part, if you were just going to release
100%.
Him.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we'll get more reporting on this, if we'll find out more about why he was released, but Jabril Peppers tweeting this morning, still up as far as I can see it, going on 9 years in this league, 7 head coaches, 6 defensive coordinators, there's no scheme you can place me in where I won't find a way to be effective.
It just doesn't make sense. You could have kept so many other guys. I mean, I understand that they're not all that talented, but you could have kept an extra offensive lineman. They seemed to like Javon Baker and what he was doing special teams-wise. You could have kept him around at least a little bit longer. But instead, they like held on to Jabril Peppers, cut him, and then brought in some no-name D-tackle that's not going to play.
I think Javon Baker and Jabril Peppers are pretty different situations, though.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, like, because you waited to cut Jabril Peppers, you just sacrificed keeping another guy that you may have kind of liked a little bit.
Right, but honestly, them holding on to Jabril and Kendrick Bourne for the extra 12 hours or whatever it was that they did felt to me like a worse indication about the roster than anything else.
Okay.
Because those guys were so clearly gone.
Yeah.
And they were waiting to see who was going to be
available
on the waiver wire and then picked up Tommy DeVito.
Tommy Cullets, who was in the North End yesterday, by the way.
Yes! Our own intern-turned-producer Brian captured him in the North End.
Yeah, a lot of people
at the St. Anthony Feast.
I wonder if him and Wiggy hung out. I know Wiggy was there as well. He was at some, like, Jeffrey Glassman booth. There's
nice.
The plug Wiggy wanted. He did it in his lead on Friday. He was signing 8x10s. I wonder if he hung out with Tommy Cutlets a little bit. Maybe he had a Cutlets sub or something. Enjoyed it.
Was Tommy Cutlets' agent there?
So I believe he posted like a video of himself. Sean Stellato posted a video of himself on Twitter talking about Tommy being in the North End. So I don't think he was with Tommy in the North End. I think it was just Tommy himself exploring.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I would have liked to, you know, maybe if he brought Drake May with him.
Ooh.
Maybe get that quarterback room together a little bit more.
That would have been cool.
Bring the Pastronaut, the three of them, go
the
get some cutlets together.
That would have been great. Yeah, the quarterback
if
cutlets.
If they put the Pastronaut up like the angel above the St. Anthony's Feast. Or maybe all three of them and they could hold hands.
If the Patriots social media team doesn't do like a quick TikTok, Twitter video, Instagram reel of like cutlets with quarterbacks, and it's Tommy Cutlets and it's just other like his quarterback teammates eating a chicken cutlet and chatting about something, then they're missing. They're swinging and missing. I'm just saying. I feel like that's $1 million idea.
Are we going to get the tailgate?
What tailgate?
the Cutlets tailgate. Like, is his mom going to come to Foxborough on Sunday?
I don't think so.
And do the whole works?
I feel like not. Unless he is on the game day roster.
You think that he's going to say, like, Mom, that's too big of a distraction. Like, let's not make ourselves
Let's not get Mike Vrabel pissed at us. But if
that's
Drake,
a good read of
but
the situation.
If other people are right, which I don't believe they are, but if for some reason Drake May misses a football game and Tommy DeVito gets the start, that's when you would see the tailgate.
Okay. I don't like that scenario from a football perspective, but
Absolutely not.
A tailgate perspective, if that's maybe like early November, that's a nice tailgate to have.
Oh, that'd be great. Right, maybe pre-Halloween Cutlets tailgate.
Yeah, I'm here for the party, not for the game.
Amen. 617-779-7937. Mego and Shy, I'm here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, filling in for the Greg Hill Show up until 10 a.m.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.